Welcome to 2 Minutes in Trade, where we interpret the latest trade news to help you understand the impact on your business. For a comprehensive background on the issues discussed today, please visit strtrade.com.
My name is Alvaro Ferreira. I'm an independent consultant with Sandler, Travis & Rosenberg, and today is Monday. It's April 1st, 2024. The Federal Highway Administration, which is part of the Department of Transportation, is proposing to discontinue its more than 40-year-old general waiver of Buy America requirements for manufactured products, and in doing so, require FHWA recipients to start applying Buy America requirements to these products. The FHWA is statutorily required to ensure that all FHWA-funded projects only use steel, iron, and manufactured products that are produced in the United States. However, the agency determined back in 1983 that it would be in the public interest to waive these Buy America requirements for manufactured products, thereby creating the Manufactured Products General Waiver that continues to this day. This waiver effectively means that manufactured products permanently incorporated into FHWA-funded projects do not need to be produced domestically, apart from predominantly iron or steel manufactured products and predominantly iron or steel components of manufactured products. Now, the Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act expanded the coverage and application of the Buy America requirements in federal financial assistance programs for infrastructure. Among other requirements, this law mandates that all iron, steel, manufactured products, and construction materials used in projects supported by funds made available for a federal financial assistance program for infrastructure be produced in the United States. This mandate applies to such materials only to the extent that a domestic content procurement preference that meets the requirements of the law does not already apply. In addition, the law expresses a general policy preference against general applicability waivers like the manufactured products general waiver currently in place. In line with these requirements, and after performing a statutorily required review, the FHWA is now proposing to discontinue the Manufactured Products General Waiver and to modify its current regulations implementing the Buy America requirements to set forth standards for when a manufactured product will be considered to be produced in the United States and therefore Buy America compliant. Under the proposed definition, a manufactured product would have to be manufactured in the U.S., and the cost of components of the product that are mined, produced, or manufactured in the U.S. would have to be greater than 55% of the total cost of all components of the manufactured product. The FHWA is also proposing to establish a separate classification for excluded materials, which are cement and cementitious materials, aggregates such as stone, sand, or gravel, and aggregate binding agents or additives. The agency is proposing to make clear that, standing alone, these excluded materials do not constitute a manufactured product for which a Buy America requirement applies. Such excluded materials may constitute a component of a manufactured product when combined with other materials, including other excluded materials. However, the FHWA is proposing to explicitly state that concrete and asphalt mixtures delivered to a job site without final form for incorporation into a project are not manufactured products. The FHWA notes that the expected benefits of the proposed rule include protecting and expanding domestic manufacturing, increasing supply chain resiliency, and increasing consistency in applying domestic content procurement preferences for manufactured products between the FHWA and other federal agencies that are subject to the Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act requirements. If you think your business may be impacted by this proposed rule, you may submit comments through May 13th. Thank you.
With professionals in 9 offices, Sandler, Travis & Rosenberg is the largest international trade, customs, and export law firm in the world. This is for informational purposes only and is not legal advice. The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. Ask us to send you free written information about our qualifications and experience. Email us at messages@strtrade.com.